A memory's page I can see again, the white church by the side of the road, and wherever I roam, it is guiding me home. The little white church by the road.
With Mark, we throw open the doors of the church by the side of the road to you, and we welcome all of you. The church by the side of the road broadcast is everybody's church. And so, regardless of who you are or where you are never a stranger here. If you are happy, we hope you will stay happy. If you are sad or disappointed, we hope you will find happiness and hope here. If you are troubled, may you find peace. And if you came with burdens, we invite you to leave them here, so that when you leave the church by the side of the road, you will be free as a bird, free from your burdens. My friend, this is entirely possible, to be relieved of your burdens, for Jesus, the great burden bearer, is here, and he said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. The one who cares will lighten your burden. Besides, if you have a problem and would like counsel or help, we will be glad to counsel you by mail or by telephone, if you will just write us or phone us. Friends, I have a burden, one which I cannot carry alone. It is the financial responsibility of this program. I am considerably in the red and do need your help. If we are to continue this program on this station, there are many of you who could help, and so don't neglect this opportunity, the opportunity for you to do something for the Lord in helping me to spread the gospel of peace and hope to countless numbers of your fellow men. Yet everyone who has ever lived has known that he would eventually face death. Death is certain, yet the time is unknown. Everyone takes certain precautions to help prolong his life, yet many do things that they know might hasten the day of death. I read the other day that statistics show that cigarette smoking shortened life over an average of 15 years. Yet, many are such slaves that they smoke anyway. But they do other things to help to save their lives.
When Adam and Eve were in the garden, God warned them not to eat of the tree and admonished them, "In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Or God was saying, "When you disobey me, that is sin, and when you sin, in that day you shall die." God was not speaking primarily of a physical death, for Adam and Eve lived for hundreds of years afterward, but God was speaking of spiritual death. The Bible warns, "The soul that sinneth, it shall surely die." But God was not satisfied for man to die eternally, and so he devised a plan and sent his Son, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. There are several kinds of death depicted in the Bible. There is the death of the wicked, who die in utter despair and hopelessness. There is no point of return, no chance for forgiveness, no opportunity for another chance. The Bible says, "As a tree falleth, so shall it lie." The call of God has been rejected. The choice has been made. That is the death of the wicked. Then there is the death of the redeemed. At the crossroads, he had chosen life, real life, through the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sin of the world. The Bible declares, "Blessed are they that die in the Lord. They shall rest from their labors." They only sleep until the resurrection. They await the day when the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall arise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. They await the day of the great marriage supper of the Lamb. They await the day when the Lord shall lead them into glory, to those many mansions that he has prepared for those that love him. The day when the saints of all ages shall sing the song of the Redeemer, who hath washed us with his own blood. A wonderful, triumphant, beautiful day that will be for the overcomers. It is worth all that we may give up of this world to attain. But between sin and redemption, there is a great chasm. Between darkness and light, there is a great gulf. Between sin and righteousness, between good and evil, between God and Satan, between the lost and the redeemed. These are two great extremes. God's law says, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins." The blood of a mortal man would not do. Millions of men have shed their blood down through the centuries of time, fighting wars to bring peace on the earth. They are even doing it now. No lasting peace has ever been accomplished. No peace of soul and heart can be bought with the blood of mere mortal man. And so God intervened. He sent the one who was eternal, and Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, shed his blood to purchase redemption for the sins of mortal man. And now we can triumphantly shout to all who are looking for hope, to all who are tired of sin, to all who want deliverance, to all who want the assurance of eternal life. We can shout, "The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin." Why can we be cleansed from all sin? Because Jesus Christ did leave the portals of glory. He lived the life of a human man upon this earth, but without sin. He became our scapegoat and went to Calvary and shed and laid down his life. He was eternal, and so through his blood, we gain eternal life. There are so many in the world who are looking for hope, peace, and assurance. There are many of you who would welcome hope in someone greater than what this war-torn, tragedy-stricken world can offer. Let me declare it again. To everyone who will hear, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Come to him. Join in the song of the redeemed. For the Bible says, these are they who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. I am so glad that I do not have to just tell you about these wonderful things of God, but I can assure you, according to the Word of God, that everything wonderful, glorious, and eternal is for you. How? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. That is it. That is the way, my friend. Just come to Jesus, and he will lead you to life eternal. Won't you bow your head with me now and pray? And our Father, you see the many heads who are bowed before you today, who do want hope, forgiveness, and peace. And we ask that you will meet the need of each one. May thy cleansing blood atone. And we ask that you will bring peace and joy and assurance. Touch every sick body. Make them every whit whole in the name of Jesus. Amen. Friend, if you would like a copy of today's message, you may have one if you will just write and request it. And when you write, address your mail to Edna Jean Horn on East Main Street in Ionia, Michigan, or you may write Edna Jean Horn in care of the station to which you are listening.
When on memory's page I can see again the white church by the side.